The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin Be'ezer Hashem, Ois Yud Ches in Klal Chav Gimel, the Halachas of Leaning, Dine Kriya Sefer Torah. Writes the Kitzur, Im Heru Leha Oila Sheyikra Ubeirach, if the Oila was shown the point in the Parsha where his Aliyah would begin from, V'achakach Nizgaru She'ein Zehamakom, and then they realize that this is not the appropriate portion that is to be read, Elosha B'makom Achat Shechen Lekrois, rather they were to begin reading elsewhere, Bein Shekvar Hischilu Likrois, Bein Shadayin Lo Hischilu, whether they already began reading in the wrong location, or even if they had not begun to read, but the Ola, the person receiving the Aliyah, had recited the Bracha already, if the appropriate spot was open, was exposed before the Ola, that means the Sefer Torah was open to that spot, and it was all on the same column, or even if it was in a different column, if the appropriate spot was past or after the location which the Ola was shown, he need not make a bracha again. Mishum de daitoi hoya al hamakom shebirech ve'al kol mashenig lolafanam. For when one makes the bracha, he intends that his bracha should apply to the point which he was shown, but as well any other place in the that's open before him would be included in his bracha. So he had in mind that his bracha would take effect for any point in the Sefer Torah that's revealed before him. So in that case, the Kitzur paskins that he would need not make a new bracha. Aval, im lo haya hamakom galuy lafanav, if the appropriate spot was not open in front of him, but the sefer would have to be rolled to the appropriate spot to reveal it. And even if the other spot that Mishnah Berurah adds is in the same parshas haShavua, in the same portion of the week, but was not open before him, Oyafilu haya hamakom nigla lafanav, or even if the appropriate spot was open before him, Elashahu koidem lahamakom sheherulai, but that appropriate location precedes the spot which the Ola was shown. That means he should have started earlier from the appropriate spot, and rather was shown a later point. In either of those cases, meaning either the location was later, the appropriate location was later than the point that he was shown, but the Sefer Torah would have to be rolled to get there, or it was in front of him, and he would not have to roll the Sefer Torah to go to that appropriate spot. However, the appropriate location preceded the spot which he was shown. In either case, Tzarech Levarech Sheinis HaBracha Asher Bachar Banu, he would have to make the bracha anew. Ava Barchu lo yomar sheinis, he need not repeat Barchu. V'yomatchilo Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa La'olam Vaed ala bracha harushayna shebirach levatola. And because the first bracha was in vain, he should recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa La'olam Vaed to offset or to undo the bracha levatola, so to speak. So that is the halacha regarding someone who was shown the incorrect spot for laning. V'imadayin loy omar ela baruch ato Hashem, if he only said Baruch Atah Hashem, he did not complete the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu when shown the wrong location. Yesayim Lamdeini Chukecha. In that case, he should complete the sentence with Lamdeini Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yotes, rather than continue with the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, being that he will then have to make the bracha again. So as to avoid a bracha levatala, he should complete his sentence with Lamdeini Chukecha. If he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei, but did not say Nu, so he did not say Elokei Nu, rather only said Elokei. The Kitzur writes about that situation earlier in Klal Vav, that he should proceed with the Apasuk in Divrei Hayamim, in Chronicles, which goes as follows. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Ve'adolam. So, in that case, you would be able to complete the sentence with that verse and avoid a bracha levatala that way. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if one began the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem and realized that he was shown the incorrect point for laning, if he could easily roll the Sefer Torah while before completing the bracha, for example, when the appropriate location is in the very next column to his right or to his left, whereby the Sefer Torah could be rolled without much of a pause, much of an interruption. In that case, he should do that and then complete the bracha, proceed with the bracha only after being shown the correct location. If there'll be a long pause between the Baruch Atah Hashem and the rest of the bracha, so then he should complete Lamdeini Chukecha. If he already said Elokeinu, then the Mishnah Berurah is makel that even if there's a longer pause, if the Sefer Torah could be rolled to the appropriate location, being that he could no longer rectify the incorrect beginning of the bracha with Lamdeini Chukecha or using any other pasuk, in that case, he should pause and wait until the Sefer Torah is rolled to the correct location. Continues the Kitzur. Ve'im ha-makoim shehu tzarech likros hu lemala mimakom sheharulay. If the appropriate location is earlier in the Sefer Torah, is above and before this spot which he was shown, aval hu samuch, but it's close enough, ba'ayfen she'echaylim likros loy gam gimel psukim mimakom shebirach ulahalon, so that even were he to go back and begin reading from the earlier appropriate location, he could begin from there and continue the reading to the spot, the later spot which he was shown, and he could read three psukim past the point which he was shown incorrectly. Shehakoylu b'parshas hayom, and those three psukim would belong in that day's reading. They belong to the reading appropriate for the day. Yasukein, that should be done v'lo yavarach shenis. So although the appropriate location is earlier than the one he was shown, which the Kitzur told us earlier, would necessitate another bracha, even if it was on the column or in the Sefer Torah that was opened before him, even though it was all revealed right there, and there was no need to roll, but the Kitzur was of the opinion that if the appropriate location was earlier, he would have to make the bracha again. However, in this situation, when he could go back and start from the appropriate location, and then continue through the spot which he was shown incorrectly, and read three psukim beyond that point, then the Kitzur concedes that he would not have to make another bracha. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees on this halacha altogether and writes that even if the appropriate location was earlier than the one he was shown, but as long as that location was open before him, there was no need to roll the Sefer Torah to reach that spot, although the appropriate spot was earlier, the Mishnah Berurah writes that he need not make another bracha regardless, and rather he should, after the bracha, should roll the Sefer Torah, or not roll the Sefer Torah, but go back to the earlier location, being that it's right there, it's open before him. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that if possible, if the three psukim past the point which he was shown are part of the Parsha Sayom, then the Aliyah should ideally continue until three psukim, at least three psukim after the point he was shown. That is the machlokas between the Kitzur and the Shulchan Aruch regarding a point that is earlier than the one he was shown, but was open before him. The Bir Halacha brings a machlokas achronim regarding a situation where the Baal Kori and the Ola were aware as to the correct what the correct parsha should be. They were familiar with what was to be read, and when the Ola was shown the point in the Sefer Torah, it was assumed that this was that parsha which they had in mind. So there was no mistake about which parsha was to be read. Rather, they were not very careful in looking at the Sefer Torah and locating the parsha, and assumed that the words that were shown were that parsha. So in that case, there are two shittas in the Bir Halacha. However, the Chazanish and Shlomo Zalman Orbach were machriya, like the first shita, that of the Prima Godim, that if he did have the correct parsha in mind, but was mistaken about what he was looking at and thought he was looking at that correct parsha, in that case, even if the correct location was not open in front of him, and rather the Sefer Torah had to be rolled to that spot, it's not a hefsik, and he need not make another bracha. Continues the Kitzur in Os Yotes. Sarich kol ha'oile likros l'chalapoche shloisha psukim. The Olin needs to be read, needs his aliyah to consist of minimally three psukim. Ubesheinu b'chamishi b'chim Shabbos b'mincha on Monday or Thursday, or in the mincha laning on Shabbos, tzrichin likros l'kulam l'chalapoches asar psukim. Between all three olim, there has to be a minimum of 10 psukim. V'yesh likros l'hashlishi arba psukim. The one receiving the third and final aliyah on those occasions should be the one who has an aliyah for psukim. If there's a total of 10 psukim in the aliyah, then the four psukim should be read to the final ola. And then Mishnah Berurah points out that nowadays that we have Sidurim, and that everything has been divided up in the aliyos, we follow the Seder in the Sidurim, and if one did change from this Seder, if he deviated from the markings in the Seder, it's okay, as long as each Ola received a minimum of three psukim. Ubediyavet, continues the Kitzurim, lo yikaru lo kulam elates psukim. If the total number of psukim for all three Olim was only nine, shloisha l'chal echad yotzu, as long as there were three per Ola, they were yotze. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings opinions that dispute this, and maintain that there are a minimum of 10 psukim is ma'akev b'diyaved, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah recommends that one should read three additional psukim b'tzibur. If only 9 psukim were read, and mistakenly, then the Sefer Torah should be taken out, and the three psukim additional psukim should be read, but without a bracha. Continues the Kitzur, ubepurim she'en kairim lekulam ela tes psukim. On Purim, when the official laning consists of only 9 psukim, zeh mishum desalik inyana. That's because the topic in the Torah, the parsha, ends at that point. So we do not add psukim from the next parsha, which would not be relevant to Purim. Ois chaf. Hakorei b'Torah, the Baal Kori lo yisayim b'makom shelo yishar misham ad haparsha, should not complete his reading, should not end the aliyah at a point where from that point until the end of the parsha, the Hainu Psucha Ostuma, parsha is a point in a Sefer Torah where there's a more of a break between the words, and a parsha Psucha would have a blank space till the end of a line in the Sefer Torah. A Stuma would have a space consisting of four letters. So one should not leave from the point of the completion of the Aliyah to the end of the Parsha and the Sefer Torah less than three psukim. Shloisha psukim l'chol ha'pachos. There has to be three psukim between the point where the Aliyah ended and the end of the Parsha, be it a psucha or a stuma, in the Sefer Torah. The reason for this is that we do not want to give the impression that the next Ola, the following Aliyah, would consist of less than three psukim. One would assume, mistakenly, that the next Ola would probably not read past the end of the Parsha, past that break, that Psucha Stuma break in the Sefer Torah, and therefore would erroneously conclude that the next Aliyah would have less than three psukim. So to avoid that misconception, we make sure to leave three psukim from any end of one Aliyah, that there should be three psukim between that point and the end of the Parsha. V'im kvar birech la'achar shesiyem b'pochos min gimel psukim samach l'parsha. If one already recited the after bracha, the bracha v'ashanasan lanu, after his Aliyah, and at a point where there were fewer than three psukim left to the end of the upcoming end of the parsha, hakorei achrav einu tzarich lahaschem lipasuk shalafanov. In that case, the next ola need not begin from an earlier pasuk. Rak yaschem mimakim shepasuk arishon. Rather, he should begin his aliyah from the point where the previous ola ended, even though there are only two psukim remaining till the end of the parsha. V'yikra imay oid gimel psukim b'parsha shniya. Now, because the second aliyah has to have three psukim, as with every aliyah, he would have to add three psukim from the next parsha to his aliyah. The Mishabura writes that if the next parsha does not pertain to the reading of the day and is not relevant to that occasion, whether it's a yontif or a shchodesh, then the next ola should go back and repeat the last pasuk of the previous aliyah, and then add the remaining two psukim of the parasha to it for a total of three psukim. The Mishnebura clarifies that when we talk about the end of a parasha, that there shouldn't be more than three psukim left at the end of the parasha, we are not referring to what people understand to be the sheni or shlishi points in, for example, the points in the Chumash where the sheni or shlishi markings, the aliyah markings, are written. That's not the parsha under discussion here. However, because there is that misconception, which is somewhat widespread, and people understand that is the parsha that the halacha is referring to, therefore, one should be careful lechatchila and not leave two or three psukim to the less than three psukim before that point in the reading. Which means that if one wants to make a hisafa and add an aliyah, he should not pause and create that new aliyah with less than two psukim remaining before the official stopping point of sheni or shlishi, etc. Continues the Kitzur, uParsha she'ein ba ela shnei psukim. If the parsha, the next parsha, consists of only two psukim, mutar lahafsik sham. So one would be permitted to pause and end the aliyah before that two pasuk parsha. Yeah, so that even though there are two psukim coming up, there are two psukim remaining between the stopping point and the end of the parsha, but because those two psukim form a parsha in and of themselves, it would be mutter to stop there. Im yesh piska be'emtza pasuk, if there's a pause or break in the Sefer Torah in the middle of a pasuk, kigun betchilas Parshas Pinchas, we find at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas that there is a gap of a parsha, of stuma or psucha in the middle of a pasuk. Mutar l'sayim afilu b'pasuk ha-samuchla. One could end an aliyah immediately before that break, at the beginning of the pasuk, which has that break in the middle of it, because no one will understand, no one will think that the next aliyah will stop in the middle of a pasuk. Continues the kitzer in Ois Chof Aleph. V'chein lo yaschil b'pachos m'shloisha psukim la'achar haschalas ha'parsha. Likewise, when one begins an aliyah, this the starting point for the aliyah, for the reading, should be no less than three psukim after the beginning of a parsha psucha or stuma. Meaning there have to be at least three psukim separating the point of the starting of the aliyah from the earlier point of psucha stuma in the Sefer Torah. V'lochein, therefore, zeh shelafanav, the previous ole, lo yisayim b'pochis m'shloisha psukim la'achar haschalas ha'parsha, should not complete his aliyah at a point which is less than three psukim after the beginning of the parsha psucha or stuma in the Sefer Torah. So he's the previous ole should make sure to read at least three psukim past the point of psucha stuma. And here too, the concern is that if the aliyah begins less than three psukim after psucha stuma, people will think that the previous ole read only two psukim. They will assume erroneously that his aliyah began from that psucha stuma point in the Sefer Torah. And to avoid such confusion, we require that the ole complete his aliyah at least three psukim after that point. For one to pause after a parsha consisting of two psukim, so for one to end his aliyah after a parsha which consisted of a total of only two psukim, the Mishnah Berurah writes that lechatchila we are machmer not to do so, except for the rare occasion of such as Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we complete the third aliyah of the morning laning with after the parsha of Ubayom HaShabbos, which consists of only two psukim, and that is okay because we have no other option, and therefore that parsha of Ubayom HaShabbos is read together with the psukim before it, so that the final ola of the day on Rosh Chodesh would begin his aliyah after the parsha of Ubayom HaShabbos, when he begins his aliyah of Ubarashi Chodcheichem, because even though the previous parsha began only two psukim before his aliyah begins. Bediyeved, if one stopped his aliyah with only two psukim away from the psucha stuma point before, the next ola need not go back to the beginning of that parsha to start again from that psucha stuma point. Rather, he could proceed from where the previous ola left off. Likewise, bediyeved, if a person ended his aliyah with less than two psukim between that point and the upcoming psucha stuma point in the Sefer Torah, the next ola could begin his aliyah from where the previous one left off, and he need not go back earlier. He could read those two psukim and then continue past the next point in the parsha. Chav Beis, Yechavin lahaschil tomid b'davar toiv leYisrael, an aliyah should begin with a positive point, with positive words, ulasayim bedover tov Yisrael, and likewise end with something upbeat. V'chein lo yisayim b'misha osa ma'isara. So an aliyah is to begin and end with something which is good for Klal Yisrael. It's okay if it's something that's negative for other nations, as long as it's good for the Jews. And likewise, it should not end with the story of someone doing an Aveira.